Unit 20, the Stock Exchange. The stock market is a very complex system of interconnected businesses, organizations, and entities that keeps the economy stable. It is a very difficult system to understand in full to the average person, and for this reason, people should strive to at least familiarize themselves slightly so as not to be taken advantage of. If you ever are in a position where you want to buy up some stock in a company, it is best to seek assistance from an experienced person in these matters. Financial consultants provide a service to citizens by providing sound advice, analysis, and feedback on what is going on in the stock market. Before making a purchase, though, it is best to evaluate your choice by looking at multiple sources of information. There are many television programs, websites, and magazine articles that can help you investigate a company independently. When the time comes to buy the stock you desire, you can either do it through a financial consultant or join a web-based company that will do it for you. The ultimate goal is for your stock to turn a profit, but do not be too eager since a lot of times it can take months for your stock to grow. Therefore, don't be quick to replace your company's stock for another unless you are absolutely sure that you have been patient enough. There are several examples, especially on Wall Street, of everyday people who have achieved extreme wealth by investing in the stock market. These people may have been uneducated in financial matters when they started, but I assure you that after achieving such wealth, they have a much greater understanding of the psychology of investments. By this, I mean they are able to predict market trends based on human behavior, which in turn leads to them investing in carefully researched companies. For example, if African food is becoming popular in an up-and-coming neighborhood, a smart investor might invest in an ethnic foods restaurant in order to reap the benefits of rising stock. Like all things in our world, the stock market is not without corruption. There are often elaborate scandals that leave thousands of people penniless, all because a wealthy investor was setting a trap to earn him more money, as was the case with Bernie Madoff. This type of crime does not go unpunished, and the culprit usually must pay back those he injured and spend time in jail.